Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies episode 21 during Team of the Season Premier League. Team of the Season so far, EA just released the guaranteed Team of the Season Premier League SBC and Saudi. How are you, Jake? How are you feeling tonight?
I'm good. I think there's a lot of craziness on the market today. So, of course, I run a trading Discord and it's super hectic today because EA has released a lot of content in one day and a lot of content that drains people's coins, which is really impacting the market. A lot of things are losing value, especially outside the Premier League. And on top of that, people are selling players, their club. People are getting rid of everything they can to try this SBC from what I see. So it's a really busy day, but a fun content day for sure. And it's crazy looking at these Team of the Season prices, don't you think?
Yeah, let's. I guess you have them on the screen, right?
I do, so yeah.
For the people watching on YouTube, you can see them. We will try to read them for the people listening. So, guys, we've got Friday. You know, Premier League Team of the Season is always a big hype. My top picks from this team would be... Jake, are you sipping some juice?
I am. I'm sorry.
The most important ones for this Team of the Season, guys. Of course, KDB, 99 KDB. So, guys, if you're listening to Spotify, that was Jake sipping some.
It was. I didn't know it'd be so loud. Jeez.
No worries, man. So, guys, KDB 99 rated, extremely nice card. Yep. Virgil, better. I don't know if it's better, but like team of the year, Virgil and Aguero 96 rated. This would be my top three favorite players in this team. What do you like, Jake? And after that, we can talk about pricing and let's say we can start about prices.
Yeah, I mean, like the first thing that I notice is obviously just how cheap these guys are. Other than really KDB, I would consider every single player in this team affordable. And the market has moved really strangely, and I think a lot of that is because they actually made some of these versions better than the Team of the Year versions, which is the first time we've seen that happen. So it caused a ton of panic, definitely a lot going on. And other than that, in terms of team selection, it's really good. It looks like they use who scored like overall ratings this year. Some people got in that were pretty surprising, but if you look at kind of their season accumulated, they actually do look pretty good on paper. Like, I think Richarlison was probably the biggest surprise to people. He wasn't in many predictions. People didn't really expect him to get in. But if you look at his who scored stats and his ratings and what he did on the pitch every game, not necessarily just the goals and assists, he had a really good season. So I think that's kind of the same with a few others that people were debating on. So if you look at it that way, you can see where EA came from. And then other than that, yeah, the team's amazing. The stats are unbelievable on these cards. A lot of these cards should make your team and it should be endgame. And I really like the selection. What about you? What do you think?
Man, so I was just checking now. I you know, Jake, I'm playing weekend league. So during this weekend league, I've tried Henderson. I've tried Adama. I've tried... who else? I think this would be it. Yeah, these two players, because I have, so guys, I have Team of the Year Mane, I have Team of the Year Trent, I have Team of the Year Kante, so I didn't really need everybody, but I was checking now, so you can get probably one of the best left backs in game, for sure for Premier League.
Oh, definitely.
Robertson for 300k, you can get Arnold or Wan-Bissaka for 300k. You can get Alisson is a bad goalkeeper, so don't buy him even if he's cheap. Okay, maybe he will rise out of packs, but you cannot use this guy if you want.
You don't like him?
Game team. No, he's very bad. Sorry guys, if you're using Alisson in your team, maybe give it a try to another goalkeeper. And I know people like more even Nick Pope. He was an SBC expired. He expired, but he was even better. I like these prices a lot. I see even, let's say, top tier cards like Vardy. Vardy is very good. He has a 4-star weak foot now, and he's 750k.
Yeah, he looks great. He looks really good.
Adama 99 pace. He was 500k when he was an inform or not an inform. What was that? It was a Halloween card.
His screamer.
So this is very cheap, man. And what it means that a lot of other players got very cheap. Imagine if you had any team of the year who had also a team of the season card in the Prem. Those went very cheap, very fast.
Exactly.
And also now you cannot ask for more expensive players for like informs or so that went very low this week, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it's been a crazy week because basically as these team of the seasons lose value, kind of like you said, as these team of the seasons lose value, basically every other card on the market similar to them does. We saw that a lot with the foot birthdays. We saw that a lot with other Premier League players. I mean, like, if you look specifically, this team, guys, has three right wings, and they're all at kind of different budgets. You have Mahrez, who's 880k, you have Salah, who's 1.16, and then Adama is a cheaper option at 270k. Because you can get those team of the seasons so cheap, like, people don't want to play with any other right wings. You know, like, I look at Sar, who is a future star, and, like Matt HD Gamer loves this card. I always see him talk him up. So he's got a big user base. A lot of people know about him. He was holding a price of literally like 300k. I'm trying to pull him up here on my screen. He was holding a price of 300k for the longest time, and right now he's probably under 200k. So because Adama came in a really high pace winger, and Sar has 98 pace as well, people are saying like, oh no, I want the new and cool team of the season instead of this card. So you're going to see that a lot, and especially, too, with right backs, right? You have Bissaka and Arnold now, and they're both, like, we'll call it 350k and under. So for a lot of people, they can upgrade to them, and will try those cards instead of their current right backs. So you're seeing that effect a lot on the market.
Just want to tell you that I hit refresh on my Premier League squad, and they went up like 500k, not 50k, like 50k each.
Oh, sure.
Like so guys, during this talk, because we are recording right after the release of the SBCs, maybe some prices will change. Like I've saw KDB from 3.8 to 3.9 going up now. What I wanted to say is the following thing, because I play the game usually every weekend league, man. I have good teams, good players in my team, but when this team of the seasons or these promos come, I just want to use the new players. You know, I got bored by using, like, even if they are like very OP players. Like I told you, team of the year Mane.
Yep.
Man, I wanted to take him out during community team of the season. I took him out and I put in Moses Simon. Now I wanted to try Adama. So I can understand why other special cards would decline in price.
Yep.
Because if you have coins and you can afford it, you can try these players. And guys, probably if you bought Friday or Saturday or even Sunday, you already lost some coins on some players.
A lot of coins, probably.
Because let me tell you, I bought Henderson for my team, and Jordan Henderson from Liverpool.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And because I have Trent, I have Mane, so he links my players very well. So I paid for him 800k, but I played with him Friday, I played Saturday, I played Sunday. I couldn't sell him just to wait for him to drop and buy him again. I took a loss. Now I'm taking a loss probably around 300k for him.
Yep.
But I'm still keeping him in my team because, come on, I mean, if it's a fun card, I'm hoping for packing him in my rewards. But if not, I'm gonna keep this player. If not other team of the season league gets released and I see other great players and I sell these and I buy new ones.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I'm looking at the team right now, and I think, like you said, even Henderson, who's kind of like on the lower budget side, or I'd say at least mid-tier of this team this season, you want him, right? So there's so many of these cards that are going to be desirable. You saw so many players on last weekend for Weekend League, probably the most of the entire year. And I think rightfully so, right? Because people can even get a pretty bad player selection here and be really content with who they get. You'll even see people get really excited about that Adama because of how hyped he is, but he's only a 250K card right now, you know?
Yeah, I remember I paid. I so it was. You remember, guys? We talked about price range updates, and Adama was capped at 600K, and he was extinct for a couple of hours. And I bought one Adama. I played with him, and for a lot of time he went above 600K. But during the weekend, he got cheaper and cheaper, and. Okay, I've sold him probably at 500 or 450, and now he's 250. So imagine this. And okay, he has 3-star weak foot and not a very good finishing, but for 250K you buy one of the fastest players in the game.
Exactly. And someone who's really hyped and at least fun to play with or fun to try.
Yeah, and you can link your Ramos SBC with your Prem team. So this helps a lot also.
Definitely.
Okay, let's take it one by one, guys, because a lot of things happened and will happen this week, and I want to take it from the beginning. So we've got in the first day we got a team of the season, and we've got also Ndidi as an SBC. I think it was in the first day,
Yep, I'll pull them
and
up here.
also we got the objectives. Let me see if they are still on here to. Yeah, we've got Moments Perez and also Team of the Season Jimenez as an objective. Not the best selection, let's say. Maybe for fans of these teams, they are okay, but not the best selections for using these players in the game. And after that, we started getting some upgrades, and this is where I want to stay a little on this topic. We've got probably yesterday or 2 days ago, we've got Premier League upgrade packs, and you could submit 11 Premier League rare players to get 4 Premier League rare players. How did that move impacted the market, Jake?
Yeah, I think that it impacted the market a lot because the first time initially through that pack became to be right around, like, we'll call it 25 to 30K at its peak. So a lot of people played that for the initial one, and then you get four untradeable cards back, right? So then every single time you do it afterwards, we'll call it 15 to 20K at least. But people often want to try their luck and at least 10 to 15 of them. So it actually adds up rather quickly. So I think a lot of the users, especially when we had a lack of content that day, other than that, tried their luck on, say, 10 to 15 packs and spent 300K maybe without even realizing it. Especially if they were using FUTBIN solutions, they could easily exceed that. And then, ironically, some of them were very happy with Team of the Season pulls, like Soyuncu or Wan-Bissaka, and I had to laugh because they already had put that many coins in just to get one that isn't even valued higher than the amount of coins spent. So they aren't the good upgrades. The good ones, guys, that I would rather look for is just 11 rare players, period. It doesn't inflate the market so much, but because they specified Premier League, it drastically increased that market and made a lot of them sell for literally 2.5 to 3.5K, which is crazy high. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, so I've put this on Twitter, and guys, small plug here, you can follow me on Twitter. I put this tweet on Twitter that at the beginning I was thinking to do these upgrade packs, but after that I've saw the prices of the rares, Premier League rares in my club, and I said if I sell 11 of them, I get almost 35K back, because I was selling honestly here, guys. I had like 40 or 50 of them, and I sold them. I listed them for between 2.9 and 3.5, and all of them sold. I made maybe a small mistake not listing them even higher and relisting them during the night, because probably I would have sell
Probably.
them even higher. And guys, so for the price of 3 Premier League upgrades, you would have spent like 100K, and imagine for, I don't know, for 3 times that amount, you can buy like 7 one out of seven of the team of the season cards, which are, let's say, cheaper. So I didn't want to do that. I'm always let's say the person in this conversation, in this podcast, that does the SBCs, that plays the game, that makes big moves like Lucky, thinking I will get lucky and stuff like this. But no, this time I said, man, I don't want Robertson. I don't want to spend 1 million coins for one Robertson in my team.
Exactly.
And I sold the players and I took the coins. Yesterday, I think we've got the league SBC fourth player. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pull him up that here. That made some players go even higher in price.
It did, yeah.
So yeah, for example, personal, because I can tell you, I've done. Let me see. I have the web app here. I've done 12 out of 20 teams this league.
Yep.
But Maguire didn't suit my didn't suit my team. So I said, let's sell everybody. So I sold what I had left. Not the rares, because the rares I already submitted. But the other ones, they were like 1.2k. For some non-rare goals, that was a lot of coins.
Yeah, I think that EA kind of led to a perfect situation for them, right? Right into it. So they asked for all those rares, and then they released the League SBC, which naturally some of those cards are also going to feature there. And there hasn't been all that much supply since like Sunday, which I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but they're not really releasing that many lightning rounds. Like all weekend, they didn't release very many. I think some of them were capped at literally like 20,000 packs, which they sold out within a blink of an eye on PS4. Like, I can't even refresh my app and they're gone. So I don't know why EA was selling themselves short. I don't know if they're going to try to keep it smaller and make it last the whole team of the season or what, because that didn't make much sense to me. If I were them for Premier League, I would have uncapped it, at least for a couple hours, like once a day, because so many people, even on Twitter I saw, which was funny, were complaining that they couldn't buy more packs because they get through like three packs and then they're all gone, right? So my point is there wasn't even that much supply on the weekend. So it made all these rare golds and cards used in SBCs go up a lot this week because they didn't release a ton of lightning rounds.
Yeah, that was a surprise also for me, but I was thinking the same. Maybe are keeping them, are keeping us a little bit, because a lot of people filled in their accounts with FIFA points and didn't really have what to buy with them, what packs. And a lot of them, because I was watching some streams during the weekend, a lot of them started spending them on, let's say, not the most valuable packs, the, let's say, Prime Gold Players packs or whatever else was in store.
Yep.
And maybe that was also a trick by EA to be doing. Before we go on what's going to happen tomorrow, today for you guys, if you're watching this video on Thursday, we've got yesterday or 2 days ago, I always forget what day it is, we got the Saudi League. Saudi League, not the most OP players there, let's say. Let's
they got Giovinco, which is fun.
Yeah, Giovinco, but you have like 20 players like Giovinco, unlinkable, I mean, because it's, if okay, he's from Italy and you can link him maybe with an icon,
Icons.
Like Gattuso from Icon Swaps or something like this.
Exactly.
But other than that, not really usable. And regarding this,
agreed.
I forgot we got also the guaranteed SBC, which is 83 rated with no team of the season, so it's quite cheap. I mean, I guess, guys, you can try your luck for that Giovinco for, and I will tell you right away what's the price. It's 20k. So for 20k, come on, you spent 30k for a Premier League upgrade. You can't spend 20k for a team of the season.
Yeah, guys, I think that a lot of people did the Saudi SBC too. You saw actually a huge rise in fodders today at 83 and 84. And this team required an 83 rated squad, like Florian said. But guys, if you think about it, they priced it really well because you have a chance at Giovinco or this Anselmo guy who looks, he's Brazilian, so he's possible to link for sure, and he looks pretty decent on paper. And then on top of that, guys, like for an 83 rated squad, you're not paying that much more, or if any, than some of these ratings, right? If you get an 88, then you can throw him into an SBC, and technically, in a way, you kind of save money. So I think everyone took their shot at it. Sure, if you got one of the 83s to 87s, it's possible you lost coins, but other than that, you were in a fine position because you could just use them in an SBC again. So for that, to that point, guys, it kind of gets people that way. They just think, okay, if I don't get anyone I want, I'll throw them in an SBC again. So the SBCs today drastically increased the whole market. And for the Premier League SBC, I actually said this on Twitter, but because so many people have random now, I'll call it untradeable team of the seasons. Some have like EFL players, some have Saudi players, some have duplicates.
Objectives.
Yeah, objectives. Yeah, it really changed like what cards were used for solutions because people are gonna make shift custom solutions that fit them because they have cards they want to use, right? They have 92 Mitrovic they want to sneak in, or they have a Courtois team of the seasons they want to sneak in. So every solution to each person was probably a little bit different. So it really increased the whole market here. Now we're about an hour post, and I'd actually imagine that it's slowing down now because this is a one-off SBC. People are going to get on, they're going to do them really fast. That's why you see a huge amount of inflation and panic selling, and then they're going to go back up.
Yeah, was thinking here a little about this, thinking that I mean, you get this SBC drain. Let's say people drain their clubs during these SBCs, but let's say tomorrow we are expecting, or at least EA said in a in their article for the release of the team of the season that during the last day of team of the season, or for each league, we will get the premium upgrade packs, which are, guys, if you know, you put in some golds and you get 11 or 6, or I don't know how many they want to give us, from the same league, also a couple of rares. So you get the chance of packing team of the season by doing upgrade packs. The good ones, not the bad one, not the most expensive ones. So
Exactly.
I was thinking that tomorrow, if you have, let's say, a club stock with a lot of stock of players, you can do, let's say, couple of those upgrades. You'll get maybe some 81, 83 rated players. Then you can go do the, of course, you did it already, but you can go do the Saudi guaranteed one with those untradables, or you can grind a little bit to get that team of the season Premier League guaranteed. If not, you can use those untradable players in other SBCs like Team of the Week upgrade. Also, a lot of non-expiry SBCs are still available, like Vidal, like Alexandro.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I know that EA wants to take money out of the market, but I think it's a good time to be playing the game in the menus, as it's said, because you have a lot of things to do. You can just do SBCs and hope for packing someone nice, or just, let's say, try to get the best value out of your untradables, because probably a lot of you get rivals rewards and they get the untradable rivals rewards.
Agreed. I just got pinged on this, Florian, so I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna skip around a little bit because this team of the season SBC has caused a crazy amount of panic on the market. And I kind of want to explain to people why and how to capitalize on that. So guys, the team of the season SBC for the Premier League fresh comes off at 300k on Footbin. Again, if people are using top solutions, it's going to cost more than that because they're all going to buy the same cards. That's how Footbin works, and it's how a lot of people actually complete SBCs. So they actually go a lot higher than they think. And what's happening, guys, is because it's so pricey, people are literally selling their teams and selling cards to complete it. And it's very evident to me that that's what's happening. It's not necessarily even that they're getting a player that they want to fit in their team and they're selling a different version. That's not what's happening. This is panic selling. And I'm seeing it across a lot of cards here. So I'm looking at Inform Saint-Maximin, who is really demanded, guys. He's demanded because his foot birthday is so expensive. He's a left mid, which is a unique position. And earlier today, he was literally selling at 240K flat, and now he's 200K. So this is a first-hand example, and it's literally a 20% drop on this card, and I would expect a good rebound in him tomorrow. So if you guys are listening to this, I'm not trying to specify one specific card, but there's been a huge market panic right now, and I expect the market to start recovering soon and then a lot tomorrow. Another great example of this, you can see how it's just pure panic selling, is Van Dijk, because Van Dijk's gold is actually out of packs because he has a team of the season. And
what's his price, Jake? Because I have a couple of them. What's his price?
Yeah, he was selling at 275, 280K. I have pictures of it just a second ago. He's already back up to 290K, but earlier today he was selling at 300 to 310. So people are panic selling these cards to complete the SBC. And he's going to shoot up tomorrow, guys, because he's out of packs. Like, I would expect him to go up 30K from this price, if you want me to be really specific with you, at least. Because there's only one.
So I shouldn't sell my Virgils tonight, right?
Please do not, Florian. Please do not. And anyone else listening, please don't. So he links to so many different team of the seasons. When you think of Henderson, you look both Henderson versions, actually, goalkeeper and center mid. He links to Trent. He links to Robo. Everyone's going to use this card or some version of him. That's why he went up last week, too, on Friday and Saturday. So I expect him to go up 30K plus right now from these prices, and he's down 15K today out of packs, which makes no sense. It's a sign of panic selling, and it's a great time to start investing. So if you guys have coins tonight, invest in some Premier League cards. I'd highly recommend center backs and left mids, because there's only one affordable center back. I don't really count a 2.4 or 2.3 million, whatever he is, VVD team of the season. So yeah. It's only Soyuncu. And then I'd highly recommend Premier League left wings, because not many people are going to pack Sun or Mane because of their price out of the guarantee or red picks. So it means there's a lot of availability on the left mid side when people get their left back robos or they get center mids. So that's my recommendation, guys. They're way down today. You will profit off some of these cards tomorrow.
Very nice idea, Jake. I wanted to give the guys some examples.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm scrolling here to find, let's say, lower tier players. Like, would Mane left mid, like, inform versions, would fit that description?
I'm going to look. There's a few different Manes, but yeah, he would. I like, personally, the budget range of, like, 200 to 400K this week, because I believe elite, at least at some point, guaranteed at least like 450,000 coins. Yeah. So I like more of the mid-tier options. I don't think the lower tier is what people are looking for anymore. But yeah, to me, this 91 Mane at 630K should see a nice rise, especially because there's a huge price difference between him and Team of the Season version. Even his gold card, I think, will go up too, just because he's out of packs again. Those are very specific examples. They're low budget. I consider 70K low budget at this time of the year, but they're out of packs. So that's a little different story. But yeah, Florian, that's a great example with Mane's left mid.
And another question here, because I probably asked you also when we were with Nick here.
Yeah.
So for example, let's say people buy now. It's Wednesday noon at your place. It's Wednesday evening at my place. I buy now some players, but during this weekend I want to play the game, so I have a lot of investments, right?
Yep.
And how do you sell the investments? Because if I sell the investments tomorrow night and I make a bank,
yep,
my players which I want to buy for my team are already expensive because everybody bought their teams, right?
Yep.
So how do you balance that? That's let's say, I think a lot of people have this question.
Yeah, it's a really hard example, and it's so funny because I get this question a ton, is when should I buy and when should I sell? And those are two kind of generic questions, but it's hard because if you want to sell at a peak time, which tends to be, guys, Thursday after rewards, all the way into like Saturday morning as people are prepping and building those weekend league squads, connecting with their red picks, the market's high, but that means you're also buying at that time too, right? So if you sell a bunch of cards, you also have to go buy in that time. So that's why it's really tricky to say. That's why I almost separate a little bit, trading and gameplay. So hopefully if you have a lot of coins in your team or some coins in your team, you can also keep a set coins aside for training, because it's almost best to disassociate them, because if you're selling when the market's lower, you're buying when the market's lower. The market moves together. So it's not like you're gonna really be able to sell at a peak time if you also want to play, because that's why the market's high. If you want to play weekend league, or if you can afford, I guess, to get a lot of games in late Saturday or Sunday, that could be a look, right? On Sunday, the market's a little bit lower than, say, Friday. So maybe you play some games Friday, you sell your team that night, and then you buy that same team cheaper Sunday to play with. It's a little bit of a hassle that way too, and you lose some money on tax, but it can be one way to go about it. But my opinion is to almost disassociate them, because if you're buying at a high time, the market's just going to be high, period. It's not like your general cards are going to be up a ton. But hopefully, if you're making investments, they should make you more coins specifically than most players. So, what I mean by that, guys, is I think the Premier League, for example, is going to do really well tomorrow and Friday, because a lot of people will get reds. We have the guarantee now. A lot of people will make full Premier League squads. So maybe today you sell a Inform Varane decently low and you buy a gold Van Dijk. Tomorrow they might both see a rise, but that Van Dijk would rise further, so you would have more coins as an outcome. So remember that trading and gameplay are a little bit disassociated, and the goal of trading is to always maximize your coins and pick the best options to get coins.
Yeah, and my advice here, like this is from my personal experience, is to sacrifice one weekend league. And what I mean by that is, for example, you sell everything during after one weekend league. So let's say you played the weekend league, and after that you sell your team, or maybe you finish it Saturday, yes, and you sell on Saturday. That's more difficult, but it's a better idea. You buy Sunday, Monday, and next weekend league you'll play with your untradables, because of course we had this discussion before. You guys have a lot of untradables in your team. You only need like one or two, let's say, players to buy from the market. You sacrifice that weekend. You take the coins, you don't buy the team on Friday, Saturday, you play with the untradable team, and you have, let's say, maybe 10-20% more coins for the next weekend league, which you can buy also for cheap again on Sunday, Monday, and let's say you made your way like that to play it and to also trade for it. It's quite difficult, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, you kind of have to disassociate them, as hard as that is. But over time, guys, you'll have enough coins to hopefully do both. And if you just set aside a certain percentage of your coin total, or at least 1 million, 2 million coins, you can always keep expanding that while generally still having a pretty solid team.
Yeah, I was checking now my club, going, let's say, towards the end, and we'll talk about a little bit what's going next on Friday. I was checking a little bit my club now, and for example, De Bruyne moments 95 rated, it's down like 50k. He was 800k coins probably these days, and he's 740 now. Simon, Moses Simon, remember he was 300k maybe during last
He was
weekend.
just 280K today.
He's 220.
Yeah, it's crazy, the panic right now.
Dani Da Costa, who's like the best Bundesliga right back. I have him in my team because I play with 1/3 of Bundesliga team. He's 129, and he was 200k last weekend.
It's crazy.
So the prices are going very, very low, guys. A good time to either choose to, if you have coins, to choose to invest in, let's say, Meta OP players, or to buy your team now and just have it cheaper than tomorrow.
Amen. Buy today, guys. Seriously, if you need a team you need to buy today, ASAP.
Yeah, I was thinking that, let's say we said we're gonna talk about what's next. I know that La Liga is coming. Do you know something different?
Nope, I mean that's what I've been hearing a lot. It's ironic because it's ironic because we heard a lot of different things with no confirmation. Typically, guys, in years past, it's been Bundesliga, so I think a lot of people had that thought. But there was no confirmation of that. It was never guaranteed or anything like that. But we have heard from multiple people who generally get good information from sources that it's La Liga coming. And I do believe that to be true. I've even seen some like stats on some cards that are coming out, but I'm kind of disappointed because La Liga isn't that exciting anymore to me, especially with Ronaldo gone from the league. It's not as exciting to me. I know there's going to be a few really good options, and I know actually Diego Carlos is going to get in, Varane's going to get in, which is just going to be two incredible center backs. You might see 90 plus pace on both of them. Well, you will probably. And then you, of course, you get your usual Messi. I hope personally that Partey gets in. He could be an amazing
I
CDM.
like a lot party.
Yeah. So,
Do you think we are getting that Militao card which you are posting on Instagram?
oh, my flashback. I hope so. I think Militao's, he's not going to get a team of the season. So I think that his flashback would be one of the most in-demand SBCs of the entire year. And I think they could make it one of those long-standing SBCs, and people would still complete it. Even for like a month or two, because it could be that good. If you guys remember that Militao team of the season from last year, a favorite card by pros and
Yeah,
casuals
he
alike.
was at Porto, I think, right?
He was, yeah. So I hope they bring a flashback of him back with 90 pace plus, 85 plus defense and physical. Would be really fun, and we all know how good he plays on this game already, so a juiced version of him would be crazy.
Yeah, so honestly, I'm a little bit excited
That's
for La
good.
Liga because I played a lot of time from this game with part of La Liga squad, let's say this defense with I think everybody played with the defense with Ter Stegen, with Eder Militao, with
Yep.
Semedo, with Ferland Mendy. So a lot of people remember the beginning of the game. So I'm excited for that Ter Stegen because he's the best in the game. So probably he will be more expensive than Alisson.
Yep.
Also for me, Saul, and I hope he gets in, and Partey, if he gets in, he will be very OP because he's
Agreed.
a very all-rounded card. And who else? The defense, of course. The defense, if it's like Ramos or Varane, I don't know if Ramos is getting in, but if it's Varane, French, he links to everybody. He will be very, very in demand. Not sure if we have anything else to share today, Jake.
I don't think so. I actually, this was a pretty fun episode because there's tons of panic on the market and on media and everything like that. So I was getting pinged a lot, and we got to answer some questions live, guys. So hopefully that was really helpful to you. Hopefully you guys could see some of this panic taking place and how to capitalize on it from not only a investment perspective, like we talked about, just selling tomorrow or Friday, but also for your team, because right now is a perfect time to buy, guys. I would totally get in on players you want to.
And one last thing, guys. I hope you remember our special episode before Team of the Season, when I said the exact same thing as now. 400 players will be released in the game with OP stats, and the entire market will go down because they will get very cheap. And this is exactly what is happening. And it's only community and Premier League happening now.
Exactly.
Think of what was gonna happen when each league we're gonna get a team of the season, and all those players will get very, very, very low.
Yep.
But it's fun. I mean, if you play the game, you get rewards. Maybe you pack someone. So it's a nice time to be playing FIFA right now.
Exactly.
Thanks again, guys. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. I learned today from a newsletter that you can listen now to Apple Podcasts also in 20 new countries like
Oh, that's
Serbia
awesome.
and other countries. I don't remember all the list, the full list now, but 20 more countries were added to this service. So if you are from those countries, GG you guys.
Hey, amen.
Thanks for let us know in the comments who did you pack, who did you get in your rewards, stuff like this. If you bought some new player for your team, stay safe, and hear you guys next time.
Yeah, thanks for watching, guys. Later.